It's Patrick here, still here at News Rewired, and we've just had the session on paid content, the second breakout session, and I'm here with one of the panellists, Tom Whitwell, who is the assistant editor of The Times, heavily involved in making the site paid for, and it's now registered only for users, but soon people are going to be charged to see this content. So what's it been like to work on this project? It must have taken up a lot of your life.
Yeah, this has been my life for about the last 18 months or so, and it's been simultaneously, you know, building a new website is obviously an enormous piece of work by itself, and then obviously having this overlaid on top of that with how we build a pay-per model. We really had a point about sort of 9 months ago where the model was really set and understood, and we understood how it was going to work. And at that point, we were able to, you know, I was able to take my team into a room and say, right, that bit's finished now. We don't need to have any more discussions about what kind of paywall and what kind of freemium, what kind of this and that. This is the model we're in. How do we make this work? How do we turn this into something where readers are going to feel this is something worth paying for? And that, for me, has been an amazing kind of journey, an amazing sort of editorial and journalistic challenge. Everyone's talking about the business, and for us, actually, we're saying, how do we make this work for readers, and how do we make this something that is distinctive and something that stands apart from other sites?
And one of the things that came across very much is the Times' aim to keep the brand intact and not to change that at all. I mean, you didn't mention any of your rivals, but without naming them, you said that some of them may have compromised their brand somewhat. For example, some focus on showbiz content, which is very popular around the world, particularly in the US.
Yeah, I think it's not as if we're sitting there and saying, I wonder what we could put on our website to get loads and loads of readers and that we haven't noticed. And we felt that Times journalism is something that people respect, people understand, it's something that we understand and think is very important. And that there would really be very little point commercially in getting the extra 10 million drive-by users is not actually commercially particularly valuable. And we think the risk to the brand is enormous in doing that.
Sure, sure. And just lastly, you mentioned there were some things coming soon in the next 3 to 4 months to do with personalization, yeah, and things people can get out of their personal experience. Are you able to say anything else about that?
I can't really say much about that. There's a kind of little sort of slice of the website functionality that we are working on now that I think will make for a much more personal experience than people are getting at the moment. So that's something that once we have that kind of paid audience in place, people will be able to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you've already gone some of the way with things like Times Plus,
sure,
by offering people specific offers,
yeah,
culture, travel, things like that. So maybe there could be a different, a sort of selective personal content thing on those lines.
You can see certainly that's something that you can evolve. I mean, once you have an audience that you have that one-to-one relationship with, an awful lot of things become possible that weren't possible before.
Sure, sure. Great. Thank you, Tom. Okay.